You're listening to SBS News.
25-year-old Louisa, not her real name, has just recovered from COVID-19.
Well, I don't know how I got COVID. I just saw a family member and we kind of got routine tested for different appointments and things we were going to later and didn't really feel the symptoms straight away. But, you know, once we had symptoms and we were already in isolation, so lucky in a sense that he didn't spread any further, did the 14 days of quarantine and everything that was required of us by New South Wales Health, and luckily had the milder version, I think, of the illness.
Louisa was released from home quarantine by New South Wales Health a week ago, but despite getting the all clear and feeling fully recovered, the repercussions of having had the virus linger.
So what kind of a surprise to me sometimes, and in some situations it's humorous and you can kind of joke about it with people that you're friends with and stuff, but in other situations it gets a bit frustrating, is that I think that people are still a bit scared or a bit apprehensive when you tell them that you've had COVID. They kind of think that you still have it right then and there. And, you know, despite the fact that no one in their right mind would go outside still infectious.
And COVID-19 survivors aren't just facing the stigma associated with the virus. They must also navigate an array of regulatory hurdles and roadblocks as they re-enter the so-called vaccinated economy. For example, New South Wales Health does not recommend routine coronavirus testing for at least 6 months after recovering, because people can still return a positive result despite no longer being infectious. But Louise is required to complete daily rapid antigen tests at her workplace and has been asked to provide negative PCR results to attend some appointments.
Trying to book a medical appointment, trying to book a dentist appointment. It's not necessarily that you get rejected or they say that you can't book in, but suddenly after that it sort of gets a bit like, oh, well, maybe we can book you in 2 weeks' time, or maybe we can book you in 3 weeks' time.
Fully immunised people in New South Wales must show their vaccination certificate, complete with a big green tick, in order to access businesses and services. But Louisa, unable to get her second dose so close to having the virus, instead has a different medical clearance notice from New South Wales Health. This should give her the same access as vaccinated people, but many businesses and clinics she showed it to aren't familiar with the paperwork.
I understand that people want to stay safe, but I also don't want to have to be discussing with every single individual place that I go to, you know, going into detail as to why I can't get tested and, you know, whether or not, why does my, you know, tick look different to someone else's tick, having to then explain to different businesses every time it gets a bit frustrating.
In a statement, New South Wales Health says the government has consulted with the business community about the types of acceptable exemptions, including the medical clearance notice. It says that images are available online to assist businesses and the general public. But employment lawyer Ian Neal, who's an expert on vaccine mandates, agrees that more education is needed.
What we're entering now is a new phase in the pandemic. In fact, it's a phase when the virus becomes endemic rather than pandemic. And because it's endemic, it will be spreading throughout the community. At the moment, everyone is focused on people who have not had the virus, because most of us have not. But that circumstance is going to change, and so we'll have to adjust to that. It really is a problem of education. Governments and responsible authorities have really, I think, substantially vacated the field in this area and are not providing the information that people need.
Dr. Elizabeth Oliver is a Sydney-based general practitioner who's providing in-home telehealth consultations for people with COVID-19. She says it's likely awareness will increase over time as more people who've recovered from the virus rejoin the community.
We've got a lot of people coming out of isolation and we're, as a community, adjusting to what's going on in real time. And so, you know, maybe people are not aware of, like, what do we do with people who have had COVID? How do we how soon should they be vaccinated? Do they have enough antibodies to protect them? Can we consider that they're not infective? All of those things are maybe not widely known among the community.
Virologist David Anderson is Deputy Director of the Burnet Institute, which has provided modelling to governments about COVID-19 infections.
It's unfortunate when people like the person you're talking to get caught up in that sort of grey zone where, you know, it's not their fault they caught COVID. They've done the right thing and isolated until they're told they can go back into the community. But now the rules that people have put in place to protect their workplace, their community, haven't caught up with the realities yet that there's now thousands of people in her situation.
He says people will need to be patient as different rules and regulations are finessed over time.
I have a lot of sympathy for the departments of health in each state trying to work out a moving feast. So people just need to sort of understand that life isn't perfect because while we're doing our best, things change very quickly.
Louisa, meanwhile, is looking forward to getting her second vaccine dose, which is recommended from 6 weeks after recovery. But she still wants to see more awareness about life after COVID.
The same way that we had the communication about, you know, learning the symptoms and learning what to do before you catch COVID, I think now maybe we need to talk about, you know, what happens post-COVID. And it's just about knowing and reassuring, I think, everyday people and businesses that they're not going to get in trouble and people aren't going to get sick if someone had COVID a month ago. And just getting everyone the same way we got everyone up to speed with pre-COVID requirements and things to get them up to speed with post-COVID.
And Louisa says despite all the troubles, there is a surprising silver lining in having had COVID-19.
You know, you can sort of go to Woolworths and not have to be constantly looking over your shoulder at who's coughing, because I just feel like you can cough away. I'm all right, you know. So it's a bit of a relief in that sense, because obviously it's been 2 years of COVID. It's been everywhere. Everyone's constantly talking about it, and then you get then you live through it, and then you actually you know what to expect. If it's all gone okay for you, then you feel like you've got a bit of protection and safety, and I think that's a big relief. That's a big relief for me. I think now I kind of, in my eyes, I sort of feel like, well, the pandemic's over for me.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Claire Slattery, SBS News.